This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
The mensch, every person in life goes through bizyainis, embarrassment, bizyainis. What is bizyainis? Darf man doch nicht reden. Doesn't need any explanation. Every person at some point wird gebissen, gets bitten. Sometimes it's from the family. Sometimes it's work. He's embarrassed of his job. And sometimes people embarrass him. Bizyainis. There's no such a thing as a mensch. Was geht nicht durch? Bizyainis. It's part of life. It's part of living. I'd like to discuss through the parsha, the Aveda, the Yid geht durch, how a Yid accepts bizyainis. When he's confronted with bizyainis, what is the Aveda? First darf man steigen von dem. Mensch darf steigen. Everybody goes through matzavim in life, and the matzavim were given, man soll steigen von dem. Was is the Aveda von Ayid? When it's kommt bis jenes. Let's begin with a pasuk in the parsha. Rachel hat nicht gar keine Kinder. Steht im pasuk, Vayisker Elikim es Rachel, Vayishma Ileo Elikim, Vayiftach es Rachma. The Rebbeinu Shleila remembers Rachel and he hears Vayishma. He listens to her. In the Rishayim is Mashma that there were two things here. The Schira, there was a Zichira that the Rebbeinu Shleila remembered Epes Aschus. And the zweite Sache is given Vayishma Eileo Elohim. As the Rebbeinu Shleila listened, Tfilah. It's two steps. Vayisker elikim es Rachel, vayishma eleo elikim, umemela vayiftach es Rachma. What was the schira? What was the schus that the Rebbeinu Shalom remembered for her? So it's a big machlekes Rishayim. Rashi learns zachala shemasla siminel lacheso. The Rebbeinu Shleim remembered that she gave the simanim. She was selfless. For the covet of Ashvester, hat sie aweggegeben the simanim. She gave away what at that time looked at as her life. She gave away her ganze Leben. She was going to be nafal b'gayrali shaleisav, and she gave it away not to embarrass her sister. And then Rashi adds, the shahoisam mitzira shleitali b'gayrali shaleisav. The tsar that she had, not to fall in the geirah shaleis of Rashi, one pshat, two pshatim. Okay, McKen Claren, is it all one big pshat, or it's two different zechainis that the Rebbeinu Shalom remembered? But I'll call upon him, this is klar, the vayiska lekim es Rachel, according to Rashi, is the schira simanim, And also Shaysa Mitzira Shalei Tali Begayrali Shalaysa. You look at the Sipuna. The Sipuna learns that the Vayiska Lekim Esrachel was Shishtadu Lehailit Bechnisa Tzarasa Lebeisa. She put so much effort, Hishtadlus, Meilit Zayin Shvatim. This is what the Rebbein Yishom remembered. And then Vayishma Eilel Lekim Shispal, like I told you from the Rishonim, that the Tefillah came after the Zichrein. There was a Zichrein. And then Achash also saw there was a second shlav over here of tefillah. Achash also saw shnei minei ishtadlus. This is the sipun. A basis is a peledik evinezma. Mamish peledik a yisoid in Leben. Mamish a yisoid in the ganze Leben. Was mit a wissen. Red wegen bizyenis. Let's read an unbelievable evinezma. Because of what she went through, steht im Pasik, Vatar, Vatelet, Bein, Vatoimer, und sie hat gesagt, Os, Afelikim, Eschel, Pasi. Rebbein Yishloilam, and we'll soon fatayt, what does the word Osaf mean? Rashi learns, Kipshute, Osaf means he collected it and took it away. He was Mesalikit. Rebbein Yishloilam took away my Bezayin, Umemela, Vatikra, Shema, Yosef, Leimer, Yosef, Hashem, Li, Beinacha. What does Yosef? What does it mean, Asaf? So Rashi says, like I told you, Echnisa b'makayim shalei tireh. The Rebbein Shalom took it away, Asaf. Etos geklibin unavegelekt. He put it away, Mesalik. Ebenezer says, Apele de kepshat. What does it mean, Asaf, Elikim eschal pasi? Zok de Ebenezer, Pshat in Asaf Elikim eschal pasi. Zok de Ebenezer, he calls him. The Rebbein Shleilim saw my bezayin, my chalpa. Shohayanashim mechafis, I see. That the other women were embarrassing. Bavura yais yakara. Uki'ilu nesvu v'nischabru etzel Hashem. The Rebbein Shem collected them and he took them to himself. V'nischabru, they came together by the Rebbein Shleilam umimela hoidli ben chabgat azun. He held Rebbein Shem peledik. She attributed der schus was the tefillahs nischabru gewonnen. What was it? Asaf Hashem eschapasi. The Rebbein Shem collected the Ale Bizyenis, all the embarrassment. Und salib dem, hat the Rebbein Shem geempfet your tefillah. Rashi learns Asaf means silkom. He took them away. Fakel, Devnezer lent etos fazambled. He gathered it to himself. We find the same Nusach by Nila, that the Rebbein Shem takes Sima de Meisenu benayt chaliyos. The Rebbein Shem collects the tears, the treren, the satzilenu mikol gzeireis kasheis v'achzariyeis. And the treren alein haben akoyach. As we krieg in Yeshua's satzilenu mikol gzeireis kasheis v'achzariyeis. Steht in Ebenezer, das ist der Asaf Elohim eschel pasi. The Rebbein Shleilam hat versammelt, he brought together. He collected it. They came together. Collected it like it was a it's a precious thing. The Ale Bizyenis. The Yelta Beisai. Ume daf fashtein. The Ayid daf trachten. How Ayid has to look. At Bizyenis. We look at Bizyenis and we say it's a terrible thing. But the Rebbein Shleilam, that's a great zach, and he collects them. Azayv collects tefillis. Azayv the Rebbein Shleilam fazamul treren. Und zlib dem kriegt mit Yeshuas, Asaf Elikim Eschapasi, Rebbeinu Shloilam, hat versammelt die alle Chelpes, und mir meile neulat li ben, the Mephoshim ask a question. Normally, the name of the Shvatim, as well as the name in general, like we've spoken many times in the past, are the Mahus of the Mensch, Dalnomin, Ruvain, Ruma ben Bini Levain Chami. How by Yosef, which is Asav Elikim Eschel Pasi, how is that Yosef? What in this reason that she calls him Yosef, licked Yosef, who's the Yosef in that? Yadar Shevet, the Nomen is Meirav, the Mahus from the Mensch. Fragging the Mefarshim, this is what the Rebbeinu Shlomo did to Rachel. Asa v'lekim is chapasi. How is that Yosef? The Mensch Yosef. Abaisai, Lomach Zogin HaPshat, Vizbeis HaShem Yisbarach. I had a kasha that bothered me always. By Birchas Kayanim, we say at the end, before the Kayan says Shalom, we say that the Rebbeinu Shalom should give us L'chein, L'chavayit, B'ne Kal Rayenu, K'may, Azevi Yosef, B'shah Shil Bishay, Oviv, Esksenes Apath. We say, yeah, the most birchas kayanim, the first two are pisach halemis, and the third one is a bracha. Beikir adav panasa. We spoke in the past. Why is it about panasa? But the other one, the other part of the tefillah, is about chen, chavit, tiferes. Azei v'yesev b'shach shel b'shay aviv is ksein es hapasim. Tell me, Rabbi Isaiah, is Taka given grace of covet the Ksainus Pasim? That's not what it says in the Torah. Mit angelegter Fem the Ksainus Pasim, mit angefangen Sinne, mit Kinne. Schrecklich, what happened to Yosef? A schreck, what happened to Yosef because of the Ksainus Pasim? Batman? As also Zain, Lechain, Lechavid, as Evi, Yankiv, the Minut was Yankiv, but I'm like the Ksainus Pasim. So in this past, that's a grace of COVID. None of them are making up the COVID. Well, what's the grace of COVID in them? And you know that basically to make the cash even stronger. You know what the word passing even means? What does passing mean? Cashies up the club. Passing is a nutriken. Petifera, the pay, seichim, shmeilim, midyanim. Stell that for me, get them a, you give someone a COVID, you help. So in this passing, you're going to be in Petifera, the gay zain by Seichem and Midyanim and Yishmael. And the truth is even all the same thing. What's the Seichem, Midyanim, Yishmael? And how long was he in the hands of each one? What's the Seichem, Midyanim? What's Vilman? The Onadas is the Ksain is passive, Shane, the Bishach, the Tata, the Megagem, Ksain is passive. What's the Ksain is passive? What is it? Today, what we gezogt a T-shirt, have the lelev have dollars, and of them lick the alle tzaris. When we get this a present, we come from the weitens. You come and you say, I have for you a present. The alle mamish gefällige yisurim that you're going to go through in the osit. Ah, nehmt das, and das is lechavidul sifer. It's licked in the nomen passim. The alle. The Sienis, the alle Schwerigkeiten und der Territz Rabbi Sayyis. Sie alle Sachen, was er gewinnt mit Wusatz an Evid. He was an Evid. Das alt in Jonim Petifera, mit Seichem, mit Jonim, Ishmaelim. He was an Evid. Bezilzel. We even say in Nasaru Gemalchus that he was sold by the lion. The Bezoyin. Stell dir vor, the Bezoyin. Na was der Pshat. The time it was Ksenis Pasim mit Haremes of the Mosset. He also had the Ksenis Pasim Haremes that he'll be a Melech b'Mitzrayim. It was the saying, Tzoynes Pasim, that brought him to Mitzrayim. The Gemara sagt us, because of Milas, an extra drop of silk, is a gegangen in Mitzrayim. This galgal adover, as a gewonnen in Mitzrayim, and Klal Yisrael gekommen nach dem zu ihm, booking zu ihm. That's l'chein l'chov b'sho shel b'shoi. When der Tate dem aweggelegt, der Tzoynes Pasim, you know what he was telling him? Kind meine, es durchgehen schwerer bis jenes. Aber was is given, what's going to be the result of this bis jenes? What's going to be the end of these bis jenes? And the answer is, was war na melech. Tatlu, this is the point of the shir. In life, we go through difficult things. And with Emunah, you realize that one day we'll understand that Fakert Chayshich was Siba Sa'ar. The Chayshich was the Siba of the Ayr. That's the Pshat. B'shem Shinosato, Azevidus Gelegt. We ask in the Rebbeinu Shlom all the things that we go through in life. B'zienis, Shrekach Ramon. Most difficult of situations. It should be Shinasato, you give it to us. What was the end of the Ksenis passing? The Bizyanis, given the Aschola from the covenant of the Sifaris. You feel like Zaisen and the Santa Hara in the Pasha. And this is Lechayr Pshat Yosef. Asa Velikim Eschapasi. I asked Yakasha, the nomen von Yosef. How is it Asaf Elikim is Chapasi? And the Teretz says, Haguf Latake. The Rebbeinu Shlom had gesehen, the Alib is Yenis was Yosef Zaduch. Yosef li Benacha. And had lept in Del Schus. I just want to show you something interesting. Steht in the Pasik. Vatikani Rachel Dachesa. Rachel had kinu. He stayed in Pasik. And she turns to Yaakov and she says, Havali Bani, Vimayin Mesa Neichi. Vatei Rachel Kila Yalda Liakai, Vatikani Rachel Dachesa, Vataimel Yaakov, Havali Banim. What did Yankiv respond? What is der Teich Vatikane? Rachel's Mikane. Rachel doch gewend der Semmel von Nischkine verkehrt, als er weggegeben zum Schwester. Die Forschung sei, Hayitachin leia schreit auf Rachel. Hamad kachtich es ischi. Utuku's husband. Was redt sie? She's screaming at Rachel. Am atkachtich. She steht schon in the Farshim. Man muss reden. She made Leah feel so good. Kilu, she was the keres habayis and verkehrt. Rachel was taking away the husband of Leah. That was the tzidkis of Rachel. So was steht the pasuk that the kane Rachel b'chesa. And it's mashma that because of this, she goes to Yankiv when she's up to Libanim. The Ramban is Masbil. She had no right to talk like this. It's called Gagui Noshim. And Yankiv schreit it zurück. Yankiv screams at her. Hatachas alikim anoichi Hashem on aminei privaten. He wanted her to daven. Shakli v'tayin the Ramban. What happened here? What was the shaka? Rachel schreit und Yankiv emphatir und verkehrt, he even got an einish vichy kacha in a messah mukais. What happened here? So I'll tell you pshat rabbi, say efshu, beiz Hashem, of ender defos miret. Rabban uses a lotion that he screamed at her, shiratza lachlima, he wanted to embarrass her. So he stayed the Ramban, so nusach the Ramban. Yankiv wanted to embarrass her. He wanted to embarrass her. You scream, it's for Musar, no? Moshe Ramban, you want to embarrass her? Embarrass her? From the Vayis Anyanim in the Musa, what's meant as Bechlau? Why did the Eibush answer Leia? Ayar Hashem ki snu Leia. Mefar Hashem Zagin, snu Leia, chas v'shalom. Because Yankiv would hate Leia. No, the pshat is she felt embarrassed that she was the second wife. She was wife number two. Und das heißt, vayar Hashem ki snu Leia, the Rebbeinu Shlom zet the bizyenis. Vayar Hashem ki snu Leia. Um im Meilen der Schuss vayiftach es Rachma. Der Zar, der Hergisch von Yinimus, that she's the second wife. Vayiftach Hashem es Rachma. Rachel Zetos, vatikane Rachel Bachoysa. Vatikane Rachel Bachoysa. Of the Schuss. So she goes to Yankiv Avinu, and she tells him, Atachas Hoveli Bonim Imayim Eis Anoichi, and he responds, Lachlima. Asaf Elikim is Chapasi. Asaf Elikim is Chapasi. Eich da chelik. De chelp. Habesai. There's two reasons for Yosef's name. The first reason is Asaf Elikim is Chapasi. Der zweite Tam is what's the kesha between the two time? Is it Asav Elikim is Chapasi? Was it Yosef Hashem li ben Acha? Mefarshim fregen das vakasha. So Mefarshim say two things. The Hershe Zach state Asav Elikim is Chapasi. Aber kennt ihr uns Ibe sagen? What's she going to start telling people why she called him Yosef? The Chalena Busha. When she starts telling people that she didn't have children, so Mela, she brought a second Tam. The Seita Tam Given, Yosef Hashem Li Ben Acha, that's what she would tell people. So the Chiba Maisa, with the Sheikhit, famous Maisa, the Sheikhit. The Sheikhit didn't shech properly. So what happened? So he went around getting a Ksav Rabbonis. And he walked around showing everybody. And you're showing him meruftis anar mitashtar. I heard this rebellious shvei once. Anar mitashtar. It's an expression in Yiddish. Agaytarum mitashtar. So what would be the pshat that she comes and she says, "Asav Elikim is Chapasi"? Can't the Chnit Ibe zogin das zu ande? Especially according to Rashi, Rashi learns that what was the Vatikan in the schus that Leah had? So he learned Rashi was mekan efshish she's begesed tzadekis from mir. So Mela she came and she gave a tam that Yosef li Hashem benach, Leib Shlom Tzarek benach Hakim. I saw. The Dayan, so Yankiv. This is another Pshat, very interesting Pshat. She's missing one child. She's not, she only had one, and all of them, the Shvachas had two. So Yosef Hashem li ben Acha. I'll say Tam. I want to tell you an interesting thing. I saw brought down the Urin Parmishlan, that's a Meir Parmishlan as a kind. He went to the Zlotch of a Magid and he said he has a child that's sick. The Rebbe is a dominant fan. The Rebbe is a dominant fan. But the Zlotch of a Magid him gesagt, he'll have a refuah. Or but that's makabel zayin of zich abizayin. Something abizayin is that you have to accept on yourself abizayin. See from over here, there's a special schooler. Yosef Hashem li ben Acha mentions makabel of zich abizayin. If you look at the mefarshim, the svarim, they speak about the tremendous chus was ist mein Dukke in Besionis Behava? Me Kabul sein Behava, the Schloch, many places writes that it's a bigger kapara. It's a kapara me'ula. More than Malkus, more than Sigufi Tainius, Timmy Mekabel on yourself, the Bizyanus. Yeah, Travesa. We run from Bizyanus. Verstehen, was es ist. Amol, es ist eine große Sache. In Taimit Weire steht eine pelletige Sache. Taimit Weire schreibt, that the best thing to be Mekabel is Bizyanus. Why? Lashon of the Talmud Vayir Apella. She yachshel of a nice of Tommy v'yitz b'tayv v'tichachas v'yisurim amens will mekabel zayin of zich. That he wants to be mekabel. He wants kaparas avaynus. So what is the best yisurim ayayse tayvim shibi aylam shloy tuduni me'avedus Hashem? What is the greatest? What is the greatest thing that won't be matured him? He'll still be able to learn and to daven. The best desach is the bizyanus. Favos, it's not going to affect the body. It's not affecting you whatsoever. A man shot bizyanus. No, it's yisurim from the outside of the time advaira. Isaiah told me that the Chavetz Chaim used to say over, and I looked, I couldn't find anywhere where this is brought. The best thing for the goof is to be quiet. Why is it the best thing for the goof? They told me that the Chavetz Chaim at Amalibe gesagt. As mentions in the Mevayish, and you keep quiet. That's the best thing for the goof. Tavas. Normal kaparas havainis is yisurim for the goof. A person can get tremendous yisurim. This doesn't affect his goof. Like matzasi, le goof, teiv. Mishnika. Best is ache schweigen. Is that the mensch is mevaze. Don't respond. This is the greatest form of kaparas havainis. In the Chassidish Sfarim, I saw something very interesting. Nachman mi Breslev hat gesagt, wollt mi verstanden, how important and how great the Avodah of Kabbalah's Bizyanus is, mi wollt gegangen in den Mikve fahren mit Kik Bizyanus. So ich fliegt das auch. Ein Mensch wollt gesagt, hinni im Mukhan im Zuh, l'shem Yichud, reingehen in den Mikve, l'taya sein. Of Mikabel of the heilige Bizyanus. I want to tell you something interesting about this. Avot. You know, when we say the vidui on Yom Kippur, we start off Hare ani lefanecha ketli mali busha chlima yiratzayin yishmimaychik woli averis mashaloi chatasi mashaloi chatasi mechayk beracha mecha rabim. Stellt sich vor der Kasche. Was ist mit dem Chayk? Steht doch in der Gemara, Kalaima, Kodesh Baruch Hu, Vatran, Yivatran Chayov. Wie kann man beten? How could you ask? Mechayk, Berachamecha, Rabim. How are you making? How are you erasing those Averis? Nu, Yidalach, Akut Ha'ore, was mei, be Bet Rabbeinu Shalom, Visha weg. So Pashtus is made mit tshuva l'chayra. That's what he's trying to say. Tu duch tshuva, zog duch vidui. Efshe kem et zog in the hakdome. Hare ani lefonecho ki kli mali busha. Men steht me vuyish vada rebeinish loylo. Me meile me dem ota kaparas avaynis. Me dem ota kaparas avaynis. Des eidef lak tibbe zogin at the Chofetz Chaim. He used to say to himself at the end of his life, Was wird schon sein mit Yisrael Meir? Er kriegt schon gar nicht keine Bizyanus. At the end of his life, he was famous with the Bizyanus. Was wird schon sein mit Israel Meir? Also kriegt doch nicht mehr schon keine Besiegnis. Say it's like the Zaydis. Say they heard it from him. The Zaydis used to copy exactly the Nusach, the Nigin. The way the Chavetz Chaim said, was wird schon sein mit Israel Meir? Yeah, today, if you tell a guy, geh, steh, sei na, bis jenes, mach de tausende Cheshbeines. I can't go, it's embarrassing if I go and if I make the tausende Cheshbeines. Have you ever seen anybody come and make a Cheshbe? Adarab, ich geh. Sei na, bis jenes, Boch Hashem, Boch Hashem. Und ab es ach, achsidische, geh in Mikve, Vater, gewaltig, ja. Stell dir vor, in fact, a Mensch, von wann ich komme, komme von Mikve. Was ist, what do you go to Mikve? What happened? Ich gebe auch ein gutes Besiegnis. Gut, ich will dich so machen, ein bisschen freilach. Okay, ich gehe in den Stub. Und bald die Weib wird mir geben. I'm sorry, it's in Yiddish. The wife is going to be me. I'm going to get a Stück Besiegnis. Weiß? Yes, we do daven that. Okay. V'loili day bizoy. That is true. So I'll tell you what I heard from, and you're asking a good question. Okay. You're asking a very good question. So let's discuss it. Years ago, my father told me that he went to the stipler. And he asked the stipler a question. What was the question? The question was, he wanted to know if he should stay in Eretz Yisrael, if he should come to America, back and forth, back and forth. Okay. The question revolved around that to live in Eretz Yisrael, it's difficult, and it's going to be a life of Yisurim. And in Chutz Laaretz, it seems like it's going to be an easier life. Truth is, one learns in life that that's all not a shechesbenis because. But what the stipler answered him was, Yisurim, was redst? And a mensch hat Yisurim. Sie haben mehrere Sach. Sie haben mehrere Sach. A mensch hat Yisurim. Verkehrt hat Schoß nicht das Yisurim. Teures nicht das Yisurim. And he started going through the Meilis, so to speak, of Yisurim. Yeah? The Meilis von Yisurim. So my father asked him, Abi, steht doch in the Gemara, Loi, hey, Loi, schar, which is really your question. That a mensch, Azevi, Tanoim, am gesagt, Loi, hey, Loi, schar. So then what's the pshat? That on one hand you're telling me Yisurim, you have to go through it, it's something you should. Is that the, you see that you're supposed to daven not to have it, which is really your question. And the answer, Abesai, is it depends what's called bizoyin. You see, a bizoyin could be when something is a real chisarin. A bizoyin can mean something which is affecting Avodas Hashem. For example, we find clearly that when it comes to certain things, you're supposed to fight. You shouldn't be embarrassed. What's the pshat? You shouldn't be embarrassed? Because that's not busha. That's not called busha. There's two types of bizyonis in life, that they say. There's bizyonis, just like by COVID. There's COVID hamedumah. There's COVID hamedumah, which means it's not real COVID. And then there's echte COVID. There's things which are really COVID. Teir is COVID. Yerushamayim is COVID. Das is COVID. This is what you call COVID. V'loili day bizyon, which means it shouldn't come to a bizayin, which is really a bizayin. Shloi nevoi, shloi nikolim, loi lomvoed. That's a bizayin. When we think, v'loi li dei bizayin, du meins, bizayin means you didn't get the right aliyah. But they say, that's not bizayin. That's bizayin, but the guy thinks it's a bizayin. Sinishkin bizayin, fakalt. But then there's certain things which is taka bushra charka. There's things which taka person in his life has to learn. Das abizayin. I've been tired of fitzach nisht azay. It's a matzav where you're found with b'nei adam amaligim all of avaydus Hashem. That's bizayin. That's a fakelt to answer. And to be opposed, those are maligan all of avaydus Hashem. That's not a bizayin. Fakel, the bizayin is to get caught up in the zachin. This is kegin the taiva. Das v'leili day bizayin asay v'achavra ashachin ra. V'leili day bizayin v'sis taka bizayin. Staka bizayin. So I want to end, because the truth is then they'll have tightness. And then I'll have to get bizayinus. So let me end with one zach. I'll tell you a meiridike zach. I saw a meisa from Reb Shlemkle's villa. I heard that he was a tremendous mekabel in yonim of bizayinus. That was a big avoida by him. It was a special avoida by him. So Reb Shlemkle's villa zogt, a meiridike zach. When people would ask him shailus, he went to the mikveh. And in the mikveh, he would come out and say, the answer to your question is this, this, and this. That's who was his mahalach. He leapt in the himlin. Somebody walked over to him on Erev Shabbos and said to him, was darfst ab mensch, was darfst ab kap? What, you think you get the tshuva in the mikveh? Was, you're fooling people. What's wrong with you? He didn't say anything. He came home, and he was thinking. He called his gabba, he said, you know, Pliny, you just screamed at me. Took out a few hundred shkalim, or whatever it was, money at the time, and he sent it to the guy. So the chassid, the gabba, what them gefragt, Rebbe, what happened? What's the story here? He says, Reishis kol, as Ayid hat nicht was zu tun, Erev Shabbos. That's the only thing he had, to come to the mikveh, to scream at me, was ich weiß, ich schreibe tshuvas, stamm auf a bitte to mensch. He's a bitter person. He must not have money for Shabbos, because if he had money for Shabbos, he wouldn't care about this. Shikachem, I'm sending him money for Shabbos that he should have. And then he said, and I want you to know, of bizyanis, a grace is ach bizyanis, a filut solon of them, it's g'day to pay money for it, that solon of bizyanis. Gotta pay for it, it's something, it's a special privilege, it's a treasure. And that's this sipun of Rabbi Yisai. Ebenezer, that we learned, that the Rabbeinu Shleilim collects the bizyanis, he collects it. It's a zevi tfilis and schusim. And with them kriegt man Yeshuas and the Chamas as is mekabelit bi'ahav.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.